in the midst of what I suppose the Irish would call the troubles, that is where we are in the church today. All sorts of things have been said by bishops, by commentators, by the laity, and has given rise to an enormous amount of thinking and praying, I believe. But one thing that struck me particularly was a statement that Cardinal Law of Boston made under all the pressure that he's experiencing to resign. He said, "I'm going to stay here as long as God wants me to." In other words, it is a standard Catholic appeal to the will of God. So I'd like to talk a little bit about the will of God today. And to use as an entree to that this passage from the Gospel of John. This is that extraordinary part of the Gospel of John, almost a third of the Gospel, which is the so-called Last Supper Discourse. It goes from the 14th to the 19th chapters. It's huge. And what it is a meditation by this man, or these people, because it was written by several people. And some people think John was really Johanna, a woman. Meditating on the implications of Jesus' life and dying. And so, Jesus is presented here in the Last Supper Discourse, as Jesus is presented all through the Gospel, as the new Moses. The authors of the Gospel very clearly and explicitly cast Jesus in the role of a new Moses, for reasons we don't have to go into. And that's why you get all through this passage the new commandment, a new commandment I give you. It was not new, of course. The Jews were told to love each other and love God. But it's this notion of commandment that I want to look at. Because you can't command love. That's self-evident. You cannot command love. You just cannot command fire if you don't think that's true. Fire. Tell your kids, love me, you little bugger. Love me. You'll get no place. And even saying it to an adult, it's clear that you cannot command love. So that's why we get all this talk about commandment. But clearly, what the authors are trying to say is, this is the will of God. This is what God wants. Find out what God wants by looking at the career of Jesus. And the will of God is that we grow up to be able to love. So those two elements. The will of God is to grow up, is that we grow up. That's what God wants above all, period. And to grow up means to so free ourselves from our own neediness and our appetites and our disappointments, so that we're free to look at the world and love it. That's it. Period. 2 points. That's the whole business. And so, it's in this context that I wondered about Cardinal Law believing, I suspect, as he does, because I've been in the Roman Church long enough. See that the notion of the will of God is rooted about fairly freely. You know, the will of God, the will of God. Anybody who's ever lived in religious, so-called religious house, a nun or a seminarian, you know the will of God was absolutely unambiguous. That was the beauty of it. The will of God was very clear. The bell rang at 5:25, that's the will of God. You're in your place in chapel at 6 o'clock, that's the will of God. You visit somebody else's room, you've broken the will of God, and so you had to report yourself. It's all this wonderfully tidy universe. And somebody's made a bishop, that's the will of God. Somebody's made a pope, that's the will of God. Including people like Alexander VI with his bastard children. Well, it made me start wondering whether there's a God's will is kind of bifurcated, whether you have a kind of mega will of God for the institution and then a kind of micro will of God for the individual Christian. I don't think that's true. I don't think that's true. In fact, one of the great problems underlying this massive difficulty we're having in the church is that we've been far too certain about the will, what the will of God is, if you'll allow me. We know in eminent detail who's supposed to be where and saying what, but that's the will of God. Well, I'm not so sure. I'm not so sure. The will of God is supposed to be expressed, I think, in one's interaction with other people. The will of God is rarely clear, I put it to you. Rarely. I go to that wonderful text of Newman again. Lord, lead kindly light amid the encircling gloom. I do not know the way. The great prayer from Merton, who starts by saying, Lord, I don't know where I'm going. And I'd like to propose that kind of divine ignorance is the only thing that enables us to begin to get an intimation of what the will of God is. Now back to this business of the mega will and the micro will of God. As I said, I just don't see it that way. I don't think that God has an institutional will and then an individual will. And I thought again of that enormously fruitful passage from Auden that I read at the end of every Christmas season. Remember, it is now the time to, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And there's a line in that thing that has always struck me, where Auden talks about being in the stable and said, for once in my life, everything was a you and nothing was an it. When I looked at the world in which I live and saw people, not objects to be moved around, manipulated, commanded, but people. Here too, we in the church don't have much experience of that. I remember as to be a priest in the church is a very interesting experience because you get all kinds of insight into the way a lot of this stuff works. How did it used to work? Well, so you ordained, and they said, well, the will of God is that you be ordained because the rector of the seminary pops into your room one night, first time and only time in 7 years, said, consider yourself called, which is wonderful. I mean, again, all this clarity. Consider yourself called. Then you can be ordained. Called to be ordained. But then you get ordained. Then you get a letter in the mail said, you are hereby assigned to blah, 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 blah. And most of us priests felt at that time that we were like so many pieces on a checkerboard. You know, you got a bare space here, you got to fill it in, so we will move all these pieces around. Because all that space has to be occupied. Well, is that the will of God? Am I treated as an it or a you? We now have personnel boards. I hope they work. I don't know. But clearly, the will of God has to do with this business of looking at the world as so many yous and not so many its. And in that light, all kinds of stuff begins to look different. The reprehensibility of so much of what has gone on, not just by the priests who have sexually abused kids, by the hierarchs who concealed and evaded and not outright lied about that stuff. In the name of what do they do that? In the name of it, not the name of you. And that's where the problem lies. That's where the problem lies. Because the church is supposed to be the only institution on the face of the earth where it is always subordinate to you. Where it is always subordinated to you. Now, that gives rise to all kinds of stuff. It is essentially massive. The church is by nature supposed to be essentially messy. Messy. Not tidy, but messy. Why? Because getting to know that that you as you is never a neat process, as everybody knows. Getting to know oneself is never a neat and tidy process, as everyone knows. To put it baldly, love is an essentially untidy affair. Real love is essentially untidy, and it's only when you have all kinds of demands for tidiness that you've just fallen off the love boat. You're no longer talking about love, you're talking about management or efficiency or corporate identity or all kinds of things. You're not talking about love anymore. So it's important. This is a real, as they used to say, this is a kairos in the life of the church. This is a precious moment. The Greek word kairos. Where we can see all kinds of stuff that simply we didn't pay any attention to before. And well, I'm afraid, because we are such creatures of habit, that once the New York Times stops writing articles about it, we all suffer from genetic amnesia, it seems to me, in human beings. But we can't. If we're to be faithful to this man Jesus, who said it is really possible to construe the world in which everyone is a you and nobody and it.